Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Mann, and with us this week is Corey. Maybe?
My mic is off. How's it going?
It's going. I don't know how we sound right now. Skype seemed to be having issues when I was doing the call testing, so I don't know how we sound right now. And Mark?
Hello.
So we're here to talk about things and stuffs.
My favorite thing about the video now that we have been doing it for the last three shows is that my face is pretty much entirely covered by the giant mic and the little whatever. I forget what these things are called, the little arm.
I call them mic arms.
Yeah.
So everybody's got their face covered.
Ghostbusters, I see the Lego set in the back.
Oh, yeah, you see the firehouse back there. This is so inside baseball here for people listening at home.
Is this where you usually record, or did you just decide to, like, do good lighting and adjust the camera? Because you look so much better.
No, my computer I've had for, like, 6 years is starting to die. And so I had a laptop I had thrown up in the closet that I had bought, like, 2 years ago. I don't know what happened to it, but it starts getting dots across the screen. And I was like, well, this thing's useless probably, so I'm going to throw it in this closet because the screen's going to die anytime. And bought another laptop. And then I was like, this computer started dying. I was like, well, I can just turn this into my desktop. Because anymore with a phone, I barely look at my computer. So this is a brand new... was that the flasher to say the story's going on too long, time to move on? Is that what was...
No, that was just me being stupid, like always.
So, but yeah, I do like this camera because it makes my beard look really dark. So it looks way better in this in here, especially when you turn the lights off. Watch this. Woo, look how dark that damn beard looks. Damn, that's sexy.
See, I got the opposite thing going on now that I'm actually able to grow a beard again. Mine's coming in, like, white, and I'm getting really concerned that I'm going to have a white beard.
That'd be awesome. I wish I would get some white and some grays in my beard.
Well, I'll trade mine for yours. So, but anyway, I haven't even thought about, it's been a week, man. And so I'm just kind of like.
It's been 2 weeks.
Well, it's been a week, a bad week. So, God damn it. I don't have Google Drive on this thing. And I forgot my
Who
Google
cares? Drive. Our stupid thing doesn't even matter.
I don't even know
like
what I've...
Two things in.
I don't even know what I've played.
Put anything in there. I just put Marvel, Heroes, and Friday the 13th, because you can always be playing that when I look.
What are you chewing
and
on?
People are... I'm not... Oh. I'm lost with my teeth.
Maybe you should wait till you're done talking.
No, I'll talk like I'm just gonna leave this in my mouth. Am I gonna floss? I'm just gonna leave this in my mouth because I floss with one of those floss on a stick things because I'm not good with regular floss because I'm a child.
It sounds like we got drunk, Mark. I don't.
It does.
So I guess Mark, I heard some news coming from Xbox that they may finally start allowing people to gift games.
That would be amazing.
So
I wish I could do that. Because one of the things I was talking about with Lunchbox was that, and this was something I realized during this big, huge Ultimate sale, is that, sure, the excuse kind of has always been, you can give someone, you know, not point cards because they don't use points anymore, but a gift card so they can use that stuff. But in the case of me wanting to be something to Lunchbox, he doesn't have gold. So there's that extra discount on games that he wouldn't be privy to because he's not a gold member. But I would if I gifted it and directly purchased the game. You know, like I know he wanted the thing with DuckTales and Chip.
Oh,
and
the
Dale.
Saturday morning or the Disney afternoon.
Whatever, yeah. He always was talking about he'd like to get that, and for a gold member, it's $13.99. For a non-gold member, it's $15.99. So if I gifted him a card, he would have to pay $16. If I gifted it to him directly, if that was possible, it only cost me $14.
Mm.
Also, you know, you trust people when you're like, hey, I think you should get this game. I'm going to give you this card. But you don't know what they're going to do. They might go off and buy something stupid like Boogie Bunnies. And then what are you going to do?
Hey.
You can't take it back.
Boogie Bunnies was a great game. So
wrong. It was a good time. That's what you're supposed to
do. Oh, fuck. I done forgot my own motto. That's my Mosley. So, by the way, me and Sean have came up with a term called That's My Mosley because we were in chat and he's like, hey, that's my motto he's trying to say. And instead he said, that's my Mosley. So that's what we do now. We say, that's my Mosley. Just is how we do it. That's Sean from Pixelated Paranormal podcast. Also on this network.
Mr. takes me a week to edit.
No, he loves to edit that show. No. It doesn't take him a week to edit. It takes him a week to get the file from Preston to edit the show. It takes him one night to edit the show. But he's got to wait a week to get Preston's file. So,
when I get the file, I always still have to edit a little bit.
Yeah, he knows. He's like, I don't know if it's the post-production stuff that Mark puts on it, but sometimes this, I'm like, I don't know. Talk to Mark. Oh, yeah. I was like, you got his email. That's anymore. Ever since I let him take over the show, I'm like, please don't ask me to be a mediator for Mark. You have his email address. Just talk to Mark directly.
Yeah, we're also friends on Facebook, which is where he does contact me primarily.
Yeah. So, but yeah. A lot of inside baseball today. Camera tricks.
It's not like we've played much, I don't feel like.
Well, God, what did we play? I played something new. Maybe.
I know what it is.
What?
Mighty Number 9-2.
What?
Mighty Gunvolt, or was it? Yeah, Mighty Gunvolt Burst.
Yeah.
So me and Corey have played that.
It just seems like a spiritual Mighty Number 9-2.
Well, what it is there's a bunch of these Mighty Gunvolt or Gunvolt games, correct? Am I right?
Yeah, there's a handful of them.
And they're all kind of like Mega Man clones. But what makes them unique is that when you beat a level, you don't get necessarily the boss's power. You get some kind of power added to your bullets that you can customize with these points that you pick up. And the more of these points that you pick up, the more things you can do with your bullets and stuff. Corey probably has played more of these, so he should probably do a better job of explaining it.
Hold off for a second. What system is this on?
Switch.
Okay.
It's $10. It's not bad.
Well, I might have to check that out, because
it's
my price end for the Twitch. The Switch.
The Switch.
It's very much Mega Man stuff, you know. I this is actually the only one I've ever played, so...
Oh, well, fuck you, Corey. Yeah, I thought you knew some insight.
I don't have much experience, but it, set up almost exactly like Mega Man. You have your tutorial level, and you can pick whatever level you want to get to next, and you have a boss at the end, just like any other Mega Man game. The big difference is that, Rob was saying, you can customize your weapon.
God, this Skype is shit today.
Is it? Because you sound terrible on my end, but I was just dealing with it.
Everyone sounds great on my end.
Oh, okay.
Weird.
Good for you.
Hopefully the file sounds great.
Hopefully.
If
you're
it
recording locally, it should.
Throw it away.
We're not recording locally.
They threw away the podcast. Now I don't have to listen to it.
Oh, so anyways, throughout the levels, there's hidden areas. You get power-ups for your weapons that you... I mean, basically what Rob just said.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem I have with this game is... The power-ups don't seem to do anything, or maybe I'm not any powerful enough to actually help out on bosses. So I've only beaten one boss. His power-up hasn't helped me at all. And I tried to fight all the other bosses, and I still can't beat him. How far have you gotten in it?
I've only gotten past the tutorial level and played just a little bit of the first levels in the game that you can choose from. I don't even remember which one it was. I haven't gotten to any of the main bosses.
But the thing about this one is that it is set up almost the same story as Mighty Number 9, where...
Oh, and that's right. You can also play as Mighty Number 9 in the game.
Yeah, yeah. That's, I guess, a big twist on this. I don't know if that's actually the case or not, but the story is that these mighty robots have come and they've gone rogue, and Beck's the only one who hasn't, so for whatever reason, they use the exact same story. You fight in the exact same enemies.
Weird. So weird.
Yeah. But it's 8-bit, 16-bit, kind of like that weird hybrid. It's not quite one or the other.
12-bit?
12-bit.
Yeah, it's 12-bit.
I just called it a term. You're going to start hearing that everywhere.
Well, no, because this podcast is going in the trash.
First time I'm actually able to be here for the whole time.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. Maybe.
I said we just ignore it and keep going. And we'll just see what happens when all of a sudden.
I just wonder if it's my connection is what I'm worried about.
So. Well, I mean, if it is, but it doesn't matter.
A little bit.
Nothing you can do about it.
We can just apologize. Do an excerpt in the beginning. Apologize for audio issues.
Yeah. So that's Mighty Gunvolt Burst.
Number 12.
I played a little bit of Get Even. Did you play any of that, Mark?
I did play that, too.
I have not, just because I'm keeping an eye on my data this month. So I'm spacing things out. That's like a 22 gigabyte thing or whatever.
Yeah, it's a bigger game than I thought.
Yeah. So, but I picked it up, and you picked it up after I showed you some stuff because I heard some good things about it, and it's a fairly new game. I was surprised to see it in sale, and then after looking at a few videos and just reading a bit more, it seemed like the closest thing to Condemned since the last Condemned, and I loved Condemned, both games, so that got me excited.
It does feel a lot like Condemned.
That is good to hear.
I mean, as far as I remember, Condemned.
I don't think it does.
Really?
There's a lot more gunplay than Condemned.
Well,
I feel like
there's more guns, but it's not the punching of Condemned, but it's.
So it's more like Condemned 2.
Yeah.
There's a lot of gunplay in Condemned 2.
Yeah.
I haven't played very much of it, but there's a lot of scanning shit and figuring out where to scan shit and all these different.
It seems like all the reviews and, you know, critical consensus is that some people aren't huge fans of the gameplay, but everyone's like, the story is amazing and it's batshit crazy and it's just something that's worth, you know.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time getting past the floatiness of the controls.
Oh, really? I didn't even notice those.
But the story does have me interested, so I'm going to keep with it.
Nice.
I mean, it's just me. I got to a point where you kind of have to kill a lot of enemies, and I'm having a hard time hitting them, just about how the controls are.
Damn. All right. Well, I did play a game on VR called Polybius, which is Jeff Minter and Llamasoft's new game, and I've been playing that in the PlayStation VR. And
still alive?
Yeah. That game is really cool in VR. I don't know how it would be on a TV, but man. So basically, it's a game where you got all these different levels, and it's like first level, you know, you're going through like a thing shooting. Basically, it's, you know, it's a left or right. You're going left or right on the bottom of the screen at first, and you're shooting things. And then you're trying to also shoot through these gates. And when you go through those gates, you start going faster. And if you hit something, you lose one of your shields. And if you even hit like the side of one of these gates, you lose your shield. But playing this game in 3D, these shields, you're thinking, man, I don't even know how I would hit all these. But it's almost very intuitive about, okay, I just got to move over a little bit here and a little bit over this way. But you don't have to hit them, but they just up your score and stuff and make you go faster. And all the enemies look like. Go ahead.
Do you move with your body or are you using a controller?
No, you're using the controller. I know my camera. I'm head bobbing over here, but that's how I feel when I'm in the VR. But all the enemies are basically look like, you know, some type of 8-bit sprite from like, you know, Space Invaders or games like that. All the sound cues sound like they come from different games. It's just a really unique thing to have the headset strapped on for. So, and I think I'm getting a PlayStation Pro next paycheck because I got some extra money coming.
For this one VR game?
No. It's for all the VR games, just one. And plus, I just want to.
Are you really in a rush? Because I feel like there will be a price cut soonish.
Yeah.
Why do you really need to get one now?
But my buddy's going to buy my PS4 for $150. So, and...
Well, then you just, you take a break from the PS4 while you don't have it and just play Xbox One. It's not like the PS4 is that great.
I play mine more than I used to. So, I won't have an excuse to have a 4K TV until the Xbox X comes out. So, but...
Are you giving your friend any games with that?
Do what?
Are you giving your friend any games for that?
No.
It seems like $150 is a lot.
Really?
To get for... It's an original PS4, right? Not a Slim or anything.
Right, and that's it's going for like $125 at GameStop. Like, to sell it. I don't know.
That's how much credit they would give you?
Yeah, that's it.
That seems surprising that they would give you that much.
I don't know, man. They're usually going... You usually sell them for about $200 on Craigslist or something.
Really?
Yeah, maybe $175. I don't know. I'll look into it. Now you made me feel guilty. I thought, we'll see.
No, take advantage of your friend.
But... anyway, what have you been playing, Corey?
I played a couple games. Actually had time to play games for once. It's kind of nice. The first one, well, I don't know if this is last week's schedule or if this is this week, but it says we played Friday the 13th. Have we not talked about that at all?
We have.
I mean, you've talked about it, but it just seems like you've been playing that an awful lot.
Okay.
Well, I don't think we ever got Corey's real thoughts on it either.
No, I don't think I've ever talked about it on here for sure. That game is, it's fun, but I have issues with it. The fun part of the game is just hanging out with the friends, right? Like, we've been playing it with Steve, Sean, Rob, whoever's online. The actual gameplay part of it, there's not much going on. And unless you're Jason, like... Which I haven't actually played as Jason, but it sounds like Jason's kind of the fun, where you want to be at. But the counselors, they just go in buildings, look for stuff, go into other buildings, look for more stuff. Am I wrong about that?
That's pretty much it. And, I mean, there is a way to kill Jason, and I think they're going to be adding more, basically more ways to kill Jason, but right now there's only one. So you can actually kill Jason, but it has to be a teamwork effort.
Yeah. Does it involve Tommy, whatever?
Yeah, it involves Tommy Jarvis. Tommy Jarvis.
That joke was terrible. my biggest problem with the game is once Jason seems to find you, you're dead. Doesn't really matter.
And yeah.
I've watched people play it, and they get away from him like 3 or 4 times, but every time Jason grabs me, it's just instant death. So I don't know if I'm doing something wrong.
Well, you got to smack that A button really fast.
Well, I'm smacking it as hard as I can, fast as I can.
Don't get it in your eye.
But, I mean, as a social thing, like when we're just playing with a group of us, it's a good time. So it's not necessarily the worst thing in the world. The biggest problem, I think, that is going against it right now is the time in between each game is pretty lengthy. Not only finding the game, which takes a bit, and then if you die pretty early, you have to wait potentially 30 minutes. Is that how long the games are?
I think they're 20.
Nonetheless, that's a long time to wait if you die within the first 2 minutes of the game.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a good moment.
There are a lot of dropped games, too.
Yeah. There is quite a bit of dropped games. Not as many as there was that first week. So
I have heard a big problem is that people will drop out if they're not Jason, and I guess that can disconnect the whole game if they're the host.
Yep.
So I guess they need to make some sort of penalty or something for dropping games.
The one thing that I heard on this other podcast I listened to, Idle Thumbs, which would be an amazing way and would stop that from happening, is if everyone started out as camp counselors and then like in the first minute or so, someone gets stabbed by Jason, and then it transitions to a view of them, Jason, and then that person becomes Jason.
So it's like an AI Jason right off the bat?
But then people would just stand around there in a group hoping to get killed by Jason.
No, it's not. It's just a random. Like, Jason's not walking around. It just selects someone at random, and then they just get killed. No, they wouldn't even, you wouldn't even, like, see it happen, and Jason wouldn't appear. Like, that person would just then become Jason.
But it would definitely have to be, it has to be definitely quick, though, because some people have kind of narrowed down where the items are and are really good at finding the items.
It'd be, like, in the first 10 seconds or whatever.
So, I had one very interesting kill the other night where all the counselors had grouped up into a group of, like, three or four people, and they seen me coming, and they all ran into a cabin, but nobody closed the door behind it. So I just walked in behind them, got them in one room, and just started fucking swinging the axe and killed, like, three or four of them right there in, like, 2 seconds. It was the best. Corey, I think Corey almost won that game. I think that was one of the games where Corey was hiding underneath the bed.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty good.
And I wouldn't even know he was in there, because I guess when you, I don't know how that works, but when you hide underneath the bed, I can't find you on my radar. And I don't know if you were holding your breath.
Yeah, yeah. I was holding my breath, and you stabbed the other bed. And then, and like, you're when you did that, I ran out of breath.
Oh. Well, when I stabbed the bed, I heard, oh, my God, did he see me? And I was like, oh, so Corey is in here somewhere. So I just stabbed the next bed. It killed Corey. So, yeah. I find out I become Jason more often than anybody else, and I'm not sure why. Like, literally, I start a party, I'm Jason first. And I don't have any of the settings set where it says, hey, I prefer Jason. I prefer none. And I play Jason more than anybody. I don't know why.
Yeah, and I've set mine to prefer Jason just because I haven't played as him yet. Still hasn't happened.
Maybe you should turn that to none. Because I'm thinking maybe they've made it where it's like, hey, if you prefer Jason, we'll never give you fucking Jason. So, because you're a dick who doesn't want to be a team player. But... So, I mean, the game's all right. It's gotten better, but I just don't see it having very long legs, and it's definitely not worth $40. And Steve's been trying to get us to buy Dead by Daylight, and I don't know what that game.
I've heard it's good.
Yeah, I heard it's good too, but I just don't want to spend $30 on it after I spent $40 on this game that we were all gonna play all the time.
Well, being broken doesn't help. So.
Yeah. So. But, Corey, what else have you played?
I played a couple other games. A friend gave me a code. This game has been out for, I use the term game loosely, but it came out a few years ago, I think, called Her Story.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
It's very interesting, but I don't know that, it's definitely not for everybody, because it's more of a video than a game, not a video game. You play as... As far as I can tell, somebody researching this murder that's going on, and it's all done in videos.
Mm-hmm.
But the screen itself is like an old school, like MS-DOS. No, that's not right. Like early Windows. Like you've got, like maybe early 90s. You've got some, you know, folder things on the screen. You can click on them just like you were at a computer. But you've got this interface where you can type in a word, whatever word you want to type in. And if the word is said in the video, it'll pop up that segment of the video.
Hmm.
So you kind of have to, like, figure out what was said to continue the video going on. So, like, you type in murder, and it'll bring up, like, five videos, and you can watch them. And then you'll hear a name, and you're like, okay, well, I'm going to click on that, or I'm going to type that name in, see where it was said. And you just kind of get segments of this interview of this girl that's saying about a murder, trying to figure out if she's the murderer or not the murderer. And there's no, like, end, so you just kind of, like, once you've watched all the videos you think you want to watch, it's just done, and you have a conclusion of whether you think she did it or not. So, it's really weird. Like I said,
that doesn't sound like a really good game, honestly.
Like I said, it's not a game, but it's
an experience.
Yeah.
It's a story. It's her story.
Yeah, that game won too many awards for that to be the... A game? I don't know. That just sounds kind of weak. Does it even tell you if you were right or wrong, if you think she did it or not?
No, it's completely like you're just done.
So basically, it's a choose your own adventure book.
You don't need an answer, a definitive answer.
Yeah, I mean it's all filmed, and she's a pretty good actress. I feel like So it's entertaining to watch her tell the stories. Hmm. And I don't know if I would have paid for it, but because I got it gifted to me, it was fun to mess around with it.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah. I don't. Have you played this, the Crash Insane Trilogy?
Yeah, I played a couple levels of that.
I'm glad you say it like that, because I don't know that I like Crash.
Crash is one of those things that I always remembered in my... I
played Crash in the little bit it was in Uncharted, and that was enough for me to know I don't really like it.
I remember liking it as a kid, maybe because it didn't have very many games.
Yeah, like, I was like, huh, so this is Crash, huh? I mean, I remember that first game. I went through it. I had beaten every level but one, getting all the boxes. And I think it was that bridge level where there was the turtles and you had to jump over the holes in the bridge. And it was a nightmare. And I was so disappointed because I only needed that one level to get that. So, yeah. But that game does not play as well as I remember.
No.
And it's hard.
I don't remember, this might just be my kid brain not remembering things right, but I don't remember being all linear. Like, I remember there being
some
more than that.
Yeah, that's exactly how those levels were. There were no offshoots. I don't, maybe you played the second or third one, maybe they did that, but Crash.
Yeah, I haven't gone back and tried the second or third one yet, but.
But that first one was all linear.
Yeah, I think that holds up very well.
Yeah. And it's a very claustrophobic game. And I remember trying to tell people, I didn't like Mario 64 that much, as much as everybody else did. And I kept saying, I played both of them at Toys R Us, and I kept telling everybody, Crash Bandicoot is way better game than Mario 64. And I still stand behind that because I don't like Mario 64, but Crash wasn't very good either.
Yeah. I think you were in the wrong there.
Yes, you're very much on the wrong, because I never really played Mario 64 until it came out on DS, and I loved it.
Well, you're a weirdo. Anything else?
I'm pretty normal.
One more game.
Liking Mario 64 is not weird. It is the opposite of weird. You're the weirdo.
I think this game's called Typewriter. Type:Writer. But it's R-I-D-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
It was just on my PlayStation, and I was like, I don't know what this game is, so Rob must have bought it. I didn't remember buying it.
I didn't buy it. It must have been a free game with PlayStation Plus. That's all I can think of.
This game's pretty neat. It's a puzzle platformer, a physics-based puzzle platformer, where you play as a colon, so just two dots, and you have to go through different types of fonts to collect the entire alphabet. So you go A through E and you get the ampersand.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like seven or eight different fonts that you play through. It starts out with like early stuff. I don't even remember what the ones were except for like Times New Romans and all the modern stuff that everybody uses. But
Helvetica.
Yeah, Helvetica's in there, and it's got like a Russian area. No. What's the Comic Sans? Is your level?
Get out of here.
But it's really neat how they did it. You play through all the platforming, all the stuff you're jumping on, letters as well. So, and they're all themed to kind of the era that they were in. So you have the olden, like Roman times. So it's kind of got that stuff going on in it. Then you have like the more 1950s and like, and there's like a Western theme level with the printing press and all that stuff. And it's all got educational stuff in it. You find like little books and it explains the thought process of the fonts and stuff. And it was really weird, and just to play it took me maybe an hour and a half to play through the entire game. But it was neat. It was educational and fun.
This is what you decide to play. All the games that I have bought, and these are the two ones that you play.
Yep.
The PS Plus game in May.
Ah, see? Figured I didn't. Well, I knew I didn't buy it.
Oh, boy. You should check it out. It's pretty fun.
All right. Mark, what have you played?
Well, have we not all tried out Marvel Heroes?
I have a little bit, but not very much. Basically got out of the tutorial.
That's pretty much exactly where I'm at.
I played a smidgen of it, finished the first chapter, and it's okay. I'm not in love with the combat, because it feels a little bit too MMO-y, and not enough action-y.
Uh-huh.
And you just have these skills, and some of them have their cooldown cycles. I don't know. I mean, it's normal, but just it's something that feels a little bit off about it. And I don't like the fixed camera. You can't rotate it. That bugs me, because there are times when you are in an area.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very rare in this game compared to some other games I've played. But it does get annoying. When I don't have the ability to move the camera in any game, I feel like there better be a good reason for it. And I don't see any good reason for it in this game. And I think one of the things I'm coming to realize is that games like this, which, if you don't know what it is, an action RPG, in the same as Diablo or any of those types of dungeon crawling hack and slash games, is that a big part of it is the collecting of loot and upgrading your character, and also putting all the loot and gear on your character and seeing that represented on the character. And that doesn't happen. Your character just looks, because these are, you know, regular comp characters. Even though in a game like Injustice, you can change the way your character looks. None of that seems to be the case with any of the gear I've equipped in Marvel Heroes. And that's a bit frustrating, and it makes me not feel that compelled to keep playing. But it is free, so, I mean, people should check it out if they're into those types of games, and especially if they like Marvel, because it is a competent action RPG. But when I look at that and also know that I have Diablo 3 and that a lot of stuff, I loaded up Diablo 3 and was like, okay, in this update, this happened, this was added. I'm like, holy crap, a lot of shit has been added. I don't know why I would pick this unless I was a huge Marvel fan. And, you know, I wish there was some kind of system in play where, like, okay, this week you get to play as this superhero for free, like they do in some MOBAs and stuff, mm-hmm. but that doesn't seem to be the case, which is a bit annoying.
What I can't figure out is how you even get heroes, because, like, I went to the tutorial and played just a little bit after that, and it's like, it let me choose, like, Rocket Raccoon, but I don't know if it still made me say I could buy him, and I'm just confused at who I'm playing as, if I can't play, because I don't have enough points to buy anybody.
I think you have enough points, because you don't get, like, any of that one currency, which I believe is only gotten through real money. Then there is that pink shard shit, which you start off with 250 or so. I think, I don't know if there are more than just one. Like, I'm pretty sure you can purchase Hulk with that. I think he costs 200. So I think there's like maybe, you know, one, two, possibly three characters
maybe
that you
like
can purchase with just without putting any money into it. But I don't know if it's still free. But Daredevil was free for the launch or whatever. And maybe that was an accident, but I got him for free. So that's who I've been using. And I don't really like him. And I really want to play as Cap, but I need to get 500 of those pink shards. Oh. So I just have to wait until I get those. And those sometimes drop from enemies, but they only drop in bundles of one. So I'm going to have to collect a lot of those to get Cap. Unless I pay, which I'm going to, because I don't like it enough to do that. But, yeah, so I've been playing Daredevil because I got him for free. And he has improved now since level 10 has given me the ability to swing around with his little baton things or Spider-Man, so that makes maneuvering around the environment more fun. But, yeah, as I haven't played that much either. I think probably Rid is the one who's most into it, as he is with any type of free-to-play game. Or free-to-play game that is, like, you know, an RPG. No, really anything. What am I I don't do anything free to play. Other than that, I played some NBA Battleground.
I want to play Playground.
And that is very much so in the same vein as NBA Jam, and I think it's surprisingly fun. I've been enjoying it more than I thought. The shot timer took a little bit of getting used to, and I don't think I will ever turn it off, even though that is an option. I'm sure there are some people who do play with it off. I think that would be really difficult, because it can be with, well, basically, if you're playing as a character who's not that great at dunks and you go up to a dunk, if you don't time it perfectly, most likely he will miss or it will be easily blocked. But so it's a good idea to go for specific shots with characters who are very skilled at this. But yeah, the one annoying thing about it is that the shot clock and the score is just in the background of the environment. It's not on the screen. So you have to actually look at it in the environment to see what the, how much time you have left before is a shot clock violation or what the actual score is. Yeah, I used to it pretty quickly, but it is annoying that there isn't just an option to toggle that on or off if you want. But it's a solid game. So, yeah.
Anyway, I did play some more Rhyme last night. I forgot I had that game. Game's pretty good. I thought I beat it last night, and I was like, damn, this game's short, because I heard it was short, but then there was, like, another area of the game, and I was like, oh, okay, so I've been kind of plugging away at that? That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah. So, God, it seems like something else I was gonna bring up.
You play that game with Big Steven, that Minecraft RPG thing.
Oh, yeah, I played a little bit of Portal Knight with Steven. Man, I really wish that game had, it's missing something. I don't know what it's missing, but it's missing something. It's okay. I don't know what it's missing though.
It's no Trove that's missing.
Oh God, yep. It's better than Trove. Trove is the dog shit you wipe off your shoe. Ugh. That's one game I ain't seen Rich play a whole lot of. But
yeah, standards.
I played a lot of Trove. I
love too. And Roblox.
I haven't played Roblox in like a year.
Yes. Has it even been out that long?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
This is the most exciting, enthusiastic, energetic show I've ever done.
Nah, it's a little more energetic than that one show we did where we said we were so energetic. I'm concerned because of the damn Skype connection. Just sounds awful on my end.
I don't know why you keep stressing about that, because if it's screwed up, then it's screwed up and there's nothing we can do. There's no reason to stress it about it while we're recording.
We need Rich back on here. He's always the positive one.
God, I know there was something else I wanted to talk about and I don't remember what the fuck it was.
It's not important. If you can't remember, then it's not important.
Yeah, it is important. So I wanted to get the word out there a little early, if this goes up, hopefully. November 7th, when the Xbox One X releases, we're going to be doing a stream for 25 hours for charity for the Children's Miracle Network and Extra Life. And so I just wanted to kind of get that out there in the public to know that we're actually starting to plan this in July instead of November, the day before, the weekend before. Steven is supposed to come down, and which is causing a little bit of a headache because we're trying to figure out how to pre-order him an Xbox One X down here as well. So when they actually release,
why does he need to get it down there?
Well, because he has to pay for it here.
No, but when it just did back when he gets back home, why does he need to have it?
This is Steven we're talking about. No, honestly though, if he doesn't buy it when it comes out, it could be one of those situations where they don't have as many, and if somebody comes in 2 days later, even if you have yours paid off, they can give it to them. That's how GameStop is.
How long is he coming up?
He's coming down for that week. So
what date is the stream starting?
We're starting at hopefully at noon on November 7th. And okay. Then
I have a hard time thinking the Xbox One X is going to be sold out at that price.
It depends on how many they make, you know? Still.
It doesn't matter how many. I don't think they're going to have a problem.
Well, we're still preparing for it. Basically, I think what we're going to do is I'm going to pre-order one, and then Mom's going to pre-order one, and then Steven will just buy Mom's. So.
That's the way.
But,
you should charge them premium. Yep.
So, that's what the plans is.
And I don't know what my schedule is that week, because I'm actually starting to go back to school. So, assuming I have time, I will be on there as much as I need to be, but I don't know that I'll be able to commit to the 24 hours.
25. Yeah.
Are you ready to be old man in class?
I have already been that old man in class before, so.
Yeah, Corey, how many years did you have before you would become a teacher?
Not.
Oh, I thought you was like 1 year away from it or something.
No. I've barely started classes.
I'm thinking of my ex-father-in-law.
Yeah, I get him and me confused a lot.
I think he was 6 months away from getting his degree and then just said, fuck it, and went to go work for Airgas.
That's crazy. Why not finish?
Well, if you'd seen his wife, you'd know why.
Because teaching is a thankless job.
Yeah, I know that already.
Yeah, he knows that because his wife is a teacher.
What is your, what grade are you shooting for that you would like to teach?
Preferably high school, I think.
Okay.
So.
We'll see.
I was going to say that the better way to, and I'm just thinking, no, teaching any type of child is horrible.
So.
Anyway, did anybody see any movies?
You saw Spider-Man, right?
Yeah, I seen Spider-Man. I wasn't talking about me.
I saw a movie.
What'd you see?
I saw a Netflix exclusive, Netflix original. I'm not sure what it is. Okja?
Yeah.
I think, I don't know how that's it. Because they say it different in the movie, and I don't ever remember how it is. What?
Oh, this fucking... Just go. I couldn't even understand a word you were saying. It got so robotic. Okaja?
Okja? Yeah, I don't know how it's said. It is what I thought was a kid's movie. It is definitely not a kid's movie. The trailer made it look like it was kind of a family-friendly romp about the giant pig thing. But it is a lot of F-bombs, a lot of stuff I didn't expect. It's about a company who makes 26 super pigs, is what they call them, and send them all over the world to have a competition who can raise the best super pig.
Oh.
And so you follow the one who's the winner, which is in, I think, Korea, is what it said. It was, I'm pretty sure, Korea. And they bring her back to the U.S., and the daughter who was raising the pig was not very happy about that, so kind of her trying to get it back.
Oh.
But it gets super dark in a way I did not expect.
Huh, that does not sound like something I'd rather want to watch.
That's when the guy did Snowpiercer and The Host.
I did not know that. That makes sense now.
I'm excited to watch it.
Yeah, I would recommend.
One of the things on Netflix I actually want to watch, along with Castlevania.
Don't expect it to be a happy romp in the forest. Like
I don't give who it is that he's the director.
All
Rob,
right.
You're just like pulling out your teeth, aren't you? It's bad.
Oh, it's bad. I did go see Spider-Man. It was okay. The villain is very good. The bit actors and students in the school are fucking terrible, every one of them. and they showed half of that movie in the previews. Actually, about 75% of the movie they showed in the previews.
That sucks. We're getting ready to go see that after this.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay. Maybe now that I've calmed down your hype a bit, you'll like it more than I did.
Beam Crusher.
It's not up there in the top. It's definitely not up there in the top Marvel movies for me. It's somewhere probably just a step above Iron Man 3 and probably a step below that second Thor movie. But
what?
I hated it. I thought that Thor movie, second Thor movie, was okay.
See, now I don't trust anything you say. That movie is fucking horrendous. That may be the worst Marvel movie. That thing is a fucking piece of garbage.
The worst one was Iron Man 3. That one was terrible.
No.
So it's above Iron Man 3, but below Thor 2.
Yes.
So it's the like ninth worst, or 10th worst, or whatever?
I don't know. I haven't actually ranked them. I'm just trying to think of the two that...
That would put it at like 15 or something at this point.
Are there that many?
Yeah, you got three Iron Mans, three Caps.
That's true.
You got the Incredible Hulk. You got Ant-Man, Doctor Strange, two Guardians, two Thors.
I don't consider that those Hulk movies part of the universe.
It is. The last one is. And then you got two Avengers movies. The one with Edward Norton is most definitely part of this universe. Because it came out after Iron Man. And he had a little cameo in it.
But,
yeah. But it was awful anyway.
So, yeah. Like I said, wasn't exactly... Everybody else seems to be loving Spider-Man, though. So, me and Sean are kind of the ones who are kind of like, it was just okay.
I'll come back and let you know.
Yeah. So, your opinions and my opinions on movies differ verily, mostly, so...
Here and there, yeah.
So, anywho, I guess we should
Either of you check out Castlevania at all yet?
No, I have not yet. Sean has watched it, and he loved it. But me hearing it's like 20-minute episodes for like 4 or 5 episodes or something, kind of was like, meh.
It's only 4 or 5 episodes?
Yeah, he says it's really short. Maybe it's 4 episodes.
It's like a movie that's just been broken up into episodes.
Yeah, that's basically what Sean said. But he says it's setting up for a series that they've already ordered 8 more episodes. Yeah. So, and I tried watching that Handmaid's Tale on Hulu that everybody's raving about. I cannot get into that.
Well, I mean, everyone's been raving about it, but everyone's also been saying that it's, you know, like possibly the most depressing thing you'll ever watch. So I could see not getting into it because of how depressing it is.
I just feel the story is stupid.
I thought it was like some Amish movie, and I'm like, I don't want to watch the Amish movie. And my wife watched the first couple episodes, and she's like, no, it's the thing. And I'm like, maybe I should pay more attention to what I'm
doing. I'm guessing neither of you have read Handmaid's Tale.
I did not know it was based off a book, if that's what you're saying.
Yes. We would be able to understand you if the internet didn't just try to quit on me there for a second.
What's amazing is you guys sound perfect on my end.
I don't know why.
Like, there's not been one issue, not even a tiny little scratch here or there or anywhere.
So I tried watching that. I tried watching Orange is the New Black, and I got about halfway through that, and I just said, you know, I think I'm done with this show.
Yeah, that last season really was annoying because none of that would happen.
Seems like I watched something else. God, what the hell did I? My brain is just mush this week. Seems like there's something else I watched a series of, and it was very short.
New or old?
I don't know. Oh my God, what the fuck did I watch?
Original thing from like a streaming service or?
I know it was a streaming service, and I think it was on Netflix.
And they put up so much shit. Who the hell knows?
What's? Let me look at my Netflix account here because it'll show me.
No, you're turning into Steven.
I'm still right here. Look at you all laid back in the chair like you're. Like, yeah, look like fucking...
Because that's how interested I am in hearing what you have to say right now.
Oh, that's...
Wow! You look like Conker.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
I'm on the edge of my seat too, my ass is. I'm thinking. Glow. Did you watch Glow?
Glow, that was it. That was it. And I did like that. So
I want to check it out. It seems like it could be fun.
Yeah, it kind of falls apart near the end, but first few episodes are really good.
Oh, Spawn, the movie has been added to Netflix. Everyone should watch that for John Leguizamo.
That was a terrible movie.
That movie's incredible.
You're a child.
CG ever in that movie.
All right, we should probably get out of here unless anybody's got anything else to say.
Not that I can think of.
Before I have a coronary over this stupid-ass Skype connection.
Ooh, Kudagawa from 1992 is a weird Indian-looking movie with, I think, is that Salma Hayek? Oh, we gotta watch that. It's 3 hours and 15. No, it's definitely not her. Is it starring Amitabh Bachchan? Squirtle? Shridevi Nagarjuna.
I don't even think close.
Shilpa Shudataka. Kiran Kumar. Hey, Kumar's in it.
I don't think that's Kumar.
It's a prequel to White Castle we never knew always existed.
All right, Mark, what do you want to plug?
No, I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Xbox Live, Steam, pretty much everywhere at PX Sausage. On PSN, I'm Kush 3. This site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com. Or you can find some podcasts, like one I do, called the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. I also put my art there, and you can find it all at pxsart.com. And if you'd like to support us in general, because you fucking want to waste your money, you can go over to patreon.com/pxs and do whatever the fuck you want on your shit.
Did you say Sports Car Unleashed?
No. Are you waiting for me to do it?
I'm waiting for you to say Sports Car Unleashed.
You can listen if you like racing and you want to. I was going to say some races. If you like racing that is hosted by non-racist people who are very colorful races, check out Sports Car Unleashed podcast at
unleashed.com.
This show is awful. Mark has done given up. He knows it's not going up. That's why he's given up.
Oh, I'm going to be upset.
Corey, what do you want to plug?
Oh, just the normal stuff. You know, Wolf Nun, everything. If you know anybody who wants to buy a house in the Wichita greater area, hit me up. I'm selling a house. Nobody seems to want it, and they complain about stupid stuff when they look at it.
But, like, that roof looks like shit.
Yeah. No, I had some person look at it yesterday, and they're like, we're worried your patio may not drain water. I'm like, what? I've lived here for 5 years. Even on the hardest rain, that patio's never had any water on it.
Maybe you just needed to record a video with it and say, look, people, the roof's fixed. The patio drains water. Look, I'm showing you right here, and then piss on it.
Yeah, that'll probably sell the house.
But don't show your dick. Nobody wants to feel sorry enough to buy that house. You're never going to sell a house that way. Is that all you wanted to plug?
Mark's done.
I'm still here.
He's on the ground.
I'm about to quit showing these damn videos on the air because we can't. Where's he at?
I would not be against if we wanted to do, like, whatever. You live Google fucking whatever.
That'd be kind of fun.
Do what? Did you just...
YouTube Live.
Oh.
Google Live, whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah. We could do that at some point.
The problem with that is somebody's got to be on the camera, not just his hand wave every once in a while.
Is he hand waving?
I was on the camera for most of the time.
Maybe I'll look into that tomorrow. Can't even do this anymore. I'd like to
this is our camera thing.
I want to plug.
You're Henderson, man.
No, no, No. Pixelated Paranormal.
Who are you?
I'm dead. Pixelated Paranormal Podcast with Preston, Sean, and myself. We just did an episode about missing 411. So check that out. And we are also friends with Stephen DeRome and the Oh Indeed podcast. I've just lost everything in my head. Oh Indeed's podcast with Stephen and Brady. And and also I want to
you just need to shut his video feed off. You're never going to make it through this.
Rob, I want to hear what you have to say.
I've never seen Rob spread in the face.
And also, I want to give a shout out to the Main Event podcast. It's a podcast here locally that does review of craft beers. And it's run by my friend Evan and one of his buddies that I can't think of his name right now because I've never met him.
Mark, you know who you remind me of right now? Those bit old Burger King commercials when the Burger King would just appear, just give them the sandwiches.
Anyway, the Main Event podcast.
We need more of those Burger King games. I love those games. Sneaking and all that stuff.
Excuse me, I'm in the middle of a plug here for the Main Event podcast with Evan, and he does craft beer reviews and talks about wrestling, and I am going to be on their show soonish.
Is that more wrestling or more craft beer?
Honestly, I don't know because I've never listened, but they said, I told them if they got
the Perfect Gentleman.
I will probably bring up the Perfect Gentleman, yes. Also, we might talk a little bit about paranormal stuff while I'm on there, and probably video games. So
check that out.
Yeah, so anyway, I think that's it for the show. I'm sorry for the show. Mark, sorry for the show.
I'm not at all.
So, hopefully this will turn.
This has become our greatest show ever.
And this is why it's got to go live now. We can't go anywhere but down from here. So, anyway.
Can't go anywhere but down.
Fart noise if he's not on the phone.
That's gonna be it for the show. All right, that's it. Later.